Hello, and welcome to the Forgot Tonya Project. Our aim is to examine social problems facing rural America. My name is Kaylin Beekman, and on this episode, we are fortunate to speak with some local entrepreneurs who not only started a new business in Macomb, Illinois, but they kindled spirits because they named it Forgot Tonya. So you can see, this was a conversation destined to take place, and one you'll enjoy.
Forgot Tonya, like a lot of stated proposals, they felt like they were kind of being left out. If you look at a map of Illinois, there are a lot of freeways in Illinois, but Forgot Tonya didn't have the freeway they wanted. Well, they couldn't get that freeway built. We're going to create our own little state called Forgot Tonya.
Thank you, Kaylin, for that intro. On this episode, it was a really cool treat to speak with Sean West and his partners Scott and Susan Park of Forgot Tonya Brewing in Macomb. We sat down in the brewery, which is right off the Macomb Town Square. It's right across from the train station, if you know where that is. You'll even hear a really neat train sound every now and then. The brewery is decorated with all kinds of local history, including the iconic photo of Forgot Tonya's original governor and former Western Illinois student, Neil Gamm. Throughout the restaurant, there's these binders placed throughout that tell the Forgot Tonya story. You can even check out the work of local photographer Bruce Morton, who's been documenting images of Forgot Tonya for years. While it was definitely interesting to ask Sean and company about their names and the decisions to incorporate Forgot Tonya in their business, we were really excited to ask them for advice about running a business in rural America. So the essential question that we asked is, what does it take to run a successful business in Forgot Tonya? We hope you enjoy this conversation. As always, any questions, any feedback, we'd love to hear from you. Visit our webpage, ForgotTonyaProject.com.
Please tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, family, how long you've lived here, what's your day job, etc.
So my name is Sean West. I am the brewer and one of the co-owners of Forgot Tonya Brewing. I grew up in North and South Carolina and went to school there and worked there for a number of years. My partner, she went to UNC Chapel Hill. That's where we met. I was working at the university. She was working on her graduate studies. She got her PhD and then was offered a job here at Western, and that's what brought us out here. And we've been here for 12 years.
Yeah, my name is Scott Park, and I'm the taproom manager, janitor, kind of whatever needs done. Really Forgot Tonya my entire life. Born and raised down in the Quincy area, a little town called Liberty. Been in Macomb for, 25 years now. My background's in banking. So I was in banking, so worked with a lot of small businesses throughout my career, and excited to be in the brewing industry. Yeah.
My name is Susan Park. I am a head beer tender here. Basically born and raised in Forgot Tonya. Lived here all of my whole life, barring a year of travel. Married to Scott, and we run this place day to day, serving beer. And we love this area, so we think it having a brewery here definitely brings something to this area that wasn't lacking.
It's a nice town, know what I mean? Nobody very wonderful ever come out of it, so far as we know. The earliest dates on the tombstones up there in the cemetery say 1670. There, Grovers and Cartwrights and Gibbses and Herseys. Same names as you find around here now.
What do you enjoy most about living in Forgot Tonya?
Best thing about living here is the people in the community and I love the ruralness and the quietness myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would definitely echo that. We spent some time traveling and been kind of all over, and the people here are just fantastic, you know, as far as just good values and willing to help their neighbors and a great sense of community, and I just love that.
I would go with the traffic and probably the cost of living. We do like to travel a lot, and all of my family is still on the East Coast. So, you know, sometimes we have to remind ourselves what traffic actually is. And then to be able to live so close to work and have very affordable housing for that has been great.
Please tell us about your business. In particular, what gave you the idea to name it Forgottonia?
Yeah, so my first job at Western was over in the university libraries, and I was in the web development area, so I worked with a lot of the different units within the libraries, and one of them was the archive. So the name Forgottonia was something that I was very familiar with. Originally, it was always on our list of names, but I was the one who was most hesitant to use it just because I'm not from here. And so I was really worried about feeling like, you know, people were thinking that I might be appropriating this. Mm-hmm. And I was a little bit concerned with some of the negative connotations that go along with the name. But I was overwhelmingly convinced by the people who were from the area their entire lives, and the idea that we can focus on the positives from that name and that movement and try to build upon that.
Susan and I kind of came in on the tail end. We were probably one of the last owners, so I think the name was already decided on kind of before we were here, but I love it. I mean, I think it's great. I think a lot of the things that they were struggling with back then still kind of resonate today. You know, we do kind of think of anything south of I-80 as kind of a forgotten region in Illinois. So I was on board from the beginning with that.
And I definitely think that it resonates with the people of the area. We've had many people in here since we've been open, super excited about the name and really eager to tell us stories about Neil and everything that happened back then. So people are, it really means something to the people here.
It does, I've been surprised by that, actually. Kind of overwhelmed with that. Yeah. It's been kind of cool.
For the people that haven't been here, tell us what they can look forward to.
The obvious part is, we hope, exceptional craft beer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, I think down the road, you know, what we're looking at is trying to get into some events and some partnerships and just really trying to create a good environment and a good space for people.
How have you incorporated the Forgottonia story within the restaurant?
So first off, just not to confuse anybody, we aren't a restaurant, so we don't serve any food. We do have a couple of snack items here, but we allow outside food in, and we try to have food trucks every once in a while. For the history, we do have a large mural of Neil and some other photos that we've placed throughout the brewery, primarily in the two restrooms. There are historic photos of him. We were also gifted an original t-shirt from that era that we have displayed. We have a WIU, what are those called? The banner pennant. Mm-hmm. That is from that era as well. And in the future, you'll start to see naming of some of the beverages that we're making. So the root beer and the other beers are going to start having some of that historical context as well.
It's an interesting area. They grow a lot of corn. They do very well economically that way, but they feel like they've kind of been left out in some ways. And so Forgottonia was an attempt to let us all know that they want things a little bit differently there.
Tell us about the logo.
I guess I kind of came up with that one primarily just thinking of the history of Forgottonia, the name, and how so much of it was based around transportation. And so the road was a big part of it, and then also just to acknowledge where we are. It's corn and soybeans everywhere. And so that was the inspiration.
I understand you do a lot of community partnerships. Can you say more about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point it's going to be, we're just going to kind of let it happen organically, I think. But our goal, I think, is to partner with as many organizations, companies that we can, you know, whether it be a local restaurant doing a food and beer, whether it be with groups on education, for example, teaching them about the brewing process, having them come in, learn different beer styles, could be partnerships with some ingredients. You know, we're maybe looking at doing a beer with some local ingredients here soon. I just think that's going to be something that's going to be important for us.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely a community space that we're trying to create. This is not a town bar. It's not a university bar. It's not a Macomb-only bar. It is definitely trying to create a space that is welcoming to everyone and to sort of bring them together.
Yeah, I think also, too, with some of the... with some of the partnerships, one of the challenges I think for all of us in town is, you know, how do we get together and bring people to Macomb, give them some reason to come here? You know, I mean, we're an hour and a half from everywhere, really. So how do we get the folks from Quincy, Peoria, Springfield, Quad Cities, give them a reason to come to Macomb? So I think if we can partner with a few businesses, we can help everybody with that.
And that is one of the really awesome things about breweries in general, too, is a very collaborative feeling. So we're always willing to partner with someone or collaborate with someone. And one of the great things is that we are trying to bring in things from other breweries around this area. So we have guest beers on tap from Knox County Brewing, which is up in Galesburg, and we hope to have some partnerships with Quincy Brewing as they get up and going. And we have beers from Hand of Fate in Petersburg. So anything that we can incorporate that's local and we can help bolster everyone else at the same time is, I think, what we're going for.
Yeah.
What are the challenges to making a business work in rural America or for Gatonia?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just the lack of resources. You know, whether that's there's our local
trainer
train back.
Yeah. That's gonna actually kind of sound like really organic too. You know, right. It really does. That's whole sound in this room. So embrace it.
Which we love the train.
We do.
So
yeah.
So
yeah.
To have it, I mean, to be able to get to Chicago and back.
Yep.
Or even to Quincy and have hopefully some people coming from Quincy up here. We are very fortunate to have that train, and we support even with all the noise.
Absolutely. Yep, we love
we're
it.
We're excited.
Yeah. So back to your question, I guess, on challenges. I mean, to me, it's, like I said before, it's resources. You know, you just have a finite number of customers, workforce. Sometimes it's hard to get here. I was thinking about Sean and I are on a group email for all the Illinois brewers, and up in Chicago it's you know, hey, does anybody have 10 pounds of hops that I can borrow? And within 5 minutes it's okay, I'm all set. You know, well, we don't have that. Yeah. We can't just go across the street and get, you know, 5 pounds of hops or something that we need. So you know, I think this is a limited amount of resources, but well, we work around that.
Yeah, I usually say any business can make it a week in Macomb, no problem. It's after that it gets challenging. And so everyone's excited for something new, but keeping that excitement up can sometimes be difficult. And sometimes there are city or I guess, what would that be, like water and electricity and different industries that we rely on to do work for us, they don't have very much familiarity with breweries. Sometimes that's a really good thing, and we can get away with maybe a little bit more than somebody in the city can do, but then sometimes it can be a little bit of a problem because it's that sort of, you know, you gotta get them educated as well as yourselves.
What advice would you give young people who aspire to be an entrepreneur or perhaps run their own small business?
So from my experience, and I would say that this applies to anybody no matter what your age is, if you have something that you're passionate about and that you want to see that change in your community, my advice is to tell everyone. Owning a business and starting a business is so much work and so much money. If you think that somebody else is just going to steal your idea and do it, then I think you're a little bit crazy, because it is a ton of work, and yes, it is a lot of money. And so by telling everyone, you're going to be put in contact with those other people that can help you out. And so talk to your mayor, talk to any kind of economical development people you might have in town. Talk to, here at Western, for this region, we have a small business, the ILSB, I always forget what their exact name is, but they're open and free and available to anybody in this region. So if you can make that time to get out there and to put the word out, then you're going to be put in contact with people that can help you do that. And the other thing that I say is, you can do anything you want in Macomb as long as you're willing to do all the work yourself. So just be prepared, because it is a lot of work.
With my banking background, I worked with a lot of people trying to open up businesses, and the one thing that I always tried to stress to people is, you know, it's about education. And it's not, you know, you can make the best widgets in the world, but once you own your business, you're rarely going to spend time making widgets. You're going to be dealing with HR, you're going to be dealing with taxes, you're going to deal with insurance, all the other stuff. So as much as you can learn about the other parts of that, whether it be marketing or accounting or things like that, like Sean said, it's a ton of business or a ton of work, and typically you're doing a lot of that stuff on your own. So get yourself educated with the resources like Sean's talking about. The Small Business Development Corporation does a great job of teaching young people some of those skills. So that would be my biggest advice. I think the second thing is, especially in small town America, I mean, this is true everywhere, but you just have to give good service with anything. You know, again, you can make that product, but going above and beyond for people, again, we have a limited number of customers here, so if they have a bad experience, you don't have 100,000 other people to try to get that experience.
And they all know each other.
Right, they talk.
So
yeah,
they're going to tell their family. They're
good and
tell
bad.
Their friends.
Yeah, good and bad. So if you give good service, I think that's going to resonate.
All right, well, we want to thank Sean, Scott, and Susan for speaking with us. You can reach out to them on social media, which Sean is going to share in just a moment. In the meantime, check out our webpage, forgottoniaproject.com. We're also on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we are going to be hanging out with this topic of small towns and growing businesses for the next few episodes, so stay tuned for future podcasts and blog posts. Before we go, I want to share a quick post-reflection thought from today's moderator, high school senior Kaylin Beekman, and why she took inspiration from our local entrepreneurs, Sean, Scott, and Susan.
These people work really hard, and they are very brave to want to have a business in Western Illinois, because it's hard. It gives hope to other people who want to start their own business, especially as a senior in high school, and I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. And, you know, I never pushed out the idea of majoring in business, and it gives you hope.
Social is at Forgottonia Brewing. We're on Instagram and Facebook. ForgottoniaBrewing.com is our website. We're open Wednesday through Sunday. Wednesday through Friday, we open at 4 o'clock, and then it's till 10 o'clock on Wednesday and Thursday, and 11 o'clock on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, we open at noon, and we're open till 11 on Saturday and 6 on Sunday. Sometimes Macomb feels like the most uncollege college town, and and so that was another reason of putting the starting the brewery here, is to sort of give a place for these sort of younger adults to come to, and to create a place where they can sort of congregate and maybe have another reason to stay.
Things we commented on is how little people are actually on their cell phones anymore. actually communicating and interacting and things like that.
I love looking around the environment. Yeah, there's nobody on their cell phones. That
really? That's cool.
Incredibly happy.
That's cool.
And yeah.